Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. This is an opportunity for you to experience divine inspiration with DC Love and Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. And we will start off the show, as we always start off our shows together, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love.
Hello, Barbara. Hello, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. It's such an honor to be here. I just have, you know, so much to tell you. I've had an amazing journey, and I still cannot believe that I'm here, and I'm with you, and I'm giving guidance. My journey started off with cookies, sugar cookies flying off of countertops. My cell phone began to text me. And I actually had spirit sitting on me. That's right. Spirit was sitting on me to get my attention. So I had no other choice but to listen. And this propelled me forward on the path that I find myself on now. And it's a wonderful path. I'm an angel intuitive. I'm a conscious channel, a divine healer. I'm an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, as well as being an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, an animal communicator, and formerly I was a law enforcement officer. And some of the education that I've received was not received in a conventional manner. I've traveled to heaven a few times. Sometimes I was there visiting loved ones, but other times I was there attending schools of higher learning. And this really helps me to see things from a heavenly vantage point. This is where my channeling began, and I first connected with Jesus and Mother Mary, and I discovered higher levels of consciousness and healing on a soul's level. Everything was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever, and I discovered I have a strong connection with spirit. Since that time, I've never looked back. I continue to serve and protect, trading in my 357, and now instead offering angelic love. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog Ginger, and I can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma. She threatened me. Yep. At that time, she threatened me, but we've been together ever since. It took me a while to realize that the connection that we have is truly divine. And Joan has left this door open. It's an amazing door that others on the other side keep walking through. And my chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating as well as a wide variety of divine source. And also the ability to relate and work with clients worldwide and from all walks of life. And I'm so happy that I'm able to share all my gifts here on radio. It helps me to access an even wider audience and really to bring my unique brand of healing to you at regular intervals. And my purpose is just to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good evening, everyone. This is DC Love. I'm also known as the real DC Love and the magical DC Love. Barbara?
Well, I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. Imagine having to sign a check with all that. No, I don't. I'm just kidding. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes a session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. So, It is time now for us to start taking questions from callers. If you have called in and you have a question or you're looking for a message, be sure and press the number 1 so that the lovely symbol appears on the studio board. We will go to our first caller now from area code 805. Hi, who's this?
Hello, Barbara in D.C. This is Teresa.
Hello, Teresa.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh,
hi.
Well. Hi. It's pouring down today.
Wow. My goodness.
Yeah.
Well, do you guys have a question?
Well, question is, right now in particular, we are looking at a very specific place that we would like to live with our animals. And we want to know what you see and what you feel around it.
Okay. Well, Teresa, I'm getting good news is going to come your way.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Always ask for this or something better, okay?
Right.
I'm getting good news, so don't limit yourself. Allow the universe to bring to you, you know, all the good that you guys are so deserving of, okay? But I
yes.
am getting, like I said, very good news is coming your way. So
okay.
just hold a positive attitude. And, you know, okay. this is the time that, you know, Uranus retrograde is ended. So we have that new moon solar eclipse energy. And
yes.
it's all about moving forward. It's about transforming, really to be, you know, feel like you're unstoppable, reinventing yourselves, renewing your clarity, your trust. And it is a time
uh-huh.
for major change.
Okay. Awesome.
So I am getting, like I said, this is going to be a beautiful time for you guys. You've just
oh.
got to, you know, say yes, you know, like, and feel like, you know, you are where you're supposed to be.
Yes.
And I'm getting a positive, happy outcome is coming. You guys have to remain calm.
Okay.
And just
okay.
surround yourself in a situation with light and positive energy. And direct
okay.
this beautiful light, this positive energy, you know, toward whatever you are, you know, desiring. Okay?
Okay.
And as we're connecting, I'm actually seeing an owl flying around your head. And it's,
oh.
you know, it's not in the physical, but the owl is with you.
Okay.
And the owl, you know, is helping you because... this owl is saying, you know what? She's as strong-willed as I am. Okay?
Yes.
And the owl is going to, you know, bring you messages. It's going
uh-huh.
to help you to follow your goals. It's going to help you to go onto the path of prosperity and to really
okay.
live the life of your dream. And you're going to say, you know, I am wise and intuitive. I follow my inner wisdom to prosperity. So you are wise
okay.
like the owl, Therese,
okay?
Okay. You are intuitive,
okay.
and you're going to follow your wisdom to the prosperity that is waiting for you. And, you know, you're
okay.
not going on the path alone. You are with your beautiful daughter, your amazing son, but also Archangel Michael is with you.
Aw.
And he's there to, you know, to protect you physically, emotionally, spiritually, and he's there with his, you know, his sword, his mighty sword.
Yeah.
And
yes.
saying, I am with you, Hobbits. I am here to protect you. I offer you courage. I offer you strength. I offer you readiness to move ahead.
Okay.
He's
okay.
offering, you know, because he's saying, like, in a way that you just, like, you've been where you are for a while, and it almost feels impossible
yeah.
to go forward.
Right? Yeah. Sometimes it
so
does.
So he, you know, along with the other angels and Barbara and myself, we're here to, you know, to let you know that the impossible is possible. Because when you break that word up, it says, I'm possible. Okay?
Yeah.
Archangel Michael wants to help release all the suffering that you've had, all of the pain,
yeah.
and to really help to empower the three of you and to use the
okay.
emotional tools that are before you and to resolve all that you've been, you know, through. It's been a lot. And he just
yes.
asked that you continue to pray, but also to surrender all that you've been holding on to.
Okay.
Allow him to help you with this situation.
Okay.
And allow him to help you to heal.
Okay.
But he knows that you've been needing a little bit of protection.
Yeah.
And he's going to be with you, okay?
Yes.
He's saying, beloveds, whatever the reason, I am here for you. I am here for you with blessings. I am here for you with love.
Okay.
And as you walk with Archangel Michael, each of you know that you are protected, okay? You are protected from all harm, but you are moving forward because, Teresa, this is a time, like I said, you know, with the new moon solar eclipse energy, it's all about moving forward.
Right.
And the angels are letting you know you're ready. You're ready for positive changes.
Okay.
And all of the, you know, the past situations that you've been through, and there's been a lot, they're clearing, and they are making room for positive change coming to you and to your family, okay?
Wonderful.
And the angels ask, just turn that negative experience of the past into something positive, and you really can have a more rewarding future.
Wonderful.
Okay? You guys, you will have the resources to need it, as well as the ability to move forward.
Okay.
And the angels, please do not be afraid. Take a leap of faith. The angels are with you. They're opening doors for you.
Okay.
And they're letting you know that the road ahead is going to be clearer. It's going to be smoother. Mm. And they're saying, please do not let fear, you know, hold you back.
Okay.
And the three of you, you know, all together, you know, if you could say, you know, I am ready to move forward with confidence. And say it together.
Okay.
And I just, I feel like this beautiful, powerful energy is with you guys. And you're asked to just, like, in the moment, and feel a little bit more happiness. Please don't dwell on the past. We can't change the past.
I know.
Correct?
Right.
And we're not going to get crazy, you know, we're not going to get crazy about the future or anything, you know, that we can't control. So we're going to, we're sort of going to connect with our inner child again, you know, and really just think about, like, you know, doing something spontaneous.
Mm-hmm.
Do something, you know, fun, the three of you. Live in the moment of today.
Okay.
And allow the universe and the angels to come in to help you to, like, effortlessly, like, go forward, okay?
All right.
So the angels are saying, listen to us sing, be still. Please just go with the flow. They know that the three of you are tired. You guys are exhausted, and you're really disheartened. Mm-hmm. Saying, beloveds, please, just rest. Do nothing and just nurture yourselves, re-energize for tomorrow. But do whatever you needed to cheer up right now. Okay, so they really want to help you to cheer up. And Archangel Raphael, our healing angel, is here as well as Archangel Michael. And he wants to help to heal you guys, body, mind, and spirit, okay? And his name, of course, does mean God heals, okay?
Okay.
So what he's saying is, you know, I am here, beloveds, to help you heal. Are you ready for divine healing and miracles?
Yes.
Okay. And these beautiful angels are with you. And just, you know, invite Archangel Raphael to walk beside Archangel Michael with you on your path. Okay.
Okay.
He too is going to offer support as well as healing. And he also, he asks that you surrender. Surrender anything that is not positive. Surrender anything that no longer serves you. Okay.
Okay.
And he's saying, you know, the thoughts that may possibly be negative, replace them with forgiveness and love, as this will really help you to, you know, to get over this and allow the healing, you know, to come in and honor yourself with inner peace and just feel the love and the healing that are all around you. And as you do, please surrender any kind of negativity that, you know, you are holding on to. Okay?
Okay. Yes.
So the they're with you, and like I said, they don't want you to, you know, be in fear. They want you to enjoy today and just start to, you know, really move forward. Start in your mind.
Okay.
And Ginger's coming in, and she's saying, girlfriend, I really love you. I love the way you, you know, you have all these animals, and you guys rock.
Oh.
And she's saying, you know what, you can't see the light at the tunnel. It does not mean it's not there, correct? She's saying, girlfriend, maybe the tunnel has curves in it, and the light is just around the corner. Did you ever think of that? So Ginger is with you, and she's trying to help you to, like, live life a little bit lighter, okay?
Okay.
And,
okay.
You know, she's with animals, and she's saying everything is going to be fine.
Good.
And she's saying, you know what? When you least expect it, the universe is going to give you a little shove, okay?
All right.
And saying, girlfriend, this is divine timing. It's your time. Move forward. So don't be surprised if you get that little shove, okay? And she's saying, everyone, you know, has stress during their lifetime. And she's saying, some people, they just really hide it really well, okay?
Yes.
So she's saying, it's not, you know, a matter of who has stress in their life. It's really a matter of how you handle the stress that you have.
Right.
You can allow the stress to define who you are. Or you can view stress as an indicator that you need to make a few adjustments in your life.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So she's here and she wants you guys to move forward. And she knows that, you know, you've been through a lot, but she's with you, okay? And she's saying the road ahead is clearer, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so be happy in this moment.
Okay.
Okay, and allow that you guys have been waiting for, allow it to come your way, okay? Because you truly deserve it. You deserve all the good, you know, that the universe wants to bestow upon you. She's saying you guys do need a little bit more inner peace. There's been a lot of worrying going on. Sometimes it's getting to the point of obsessing over things, you know?
Yes,
and
I
saying,
agree.
You know, there is a happy ending coming for you guys. Please don't worry.
All right.
She's saying, feel the angels lifting the weight off of your shoulders. Feel it lifting off of your chest. And feel as though, you know, this problem no longer exists. And allow your mind to have some peace. Okay? She's saying you need to allow your mind to have peace, Teresa. Okay?
I know.
And allow the calmness to come in and just feel that beautiful calmness.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, yes.
What she's doing, I would say, Ginger, what are you doing? She's saying, Mom, I'm giving these guys, it's called a God box. I don't know if you ever heard of a God box, but Ginger made you guys a God box.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's saying, just whatever's on your mind, whatever's, you know, really, like, you know, taking away your peace and your tranquility, start writing about it. She's saying, put a piece of paper and put it in that. And once you put it in the box, let go and allow the divine to come in and help you.
All right.
Okay? So she's saying, you know, this will help you to have a little bit more peace because you're actually, you know, you're putting this in this box, and she's saying it really is a powerful way to deal with things. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And, you know, and she's saying, after you put all that stuff that you've been worrying about in that box, she's saying, you've got to hold some space for the new that wants to come in, you know, for you, okay?
Yes.
And focus on what you're wishing to create. Okay? So start focusing on what you want to create. And she's saying, girlfriend, if you could see everything from where I see it, you're going to see that this is the end of all the hard times. Okay?
Oh. Yes.
It's been difficult, but she's saying, you know, this is, you know, it's ending, Teresa, okay?
Oh,
and she's saying, it might be raining today, but the sun's going to shine tomorrow, okay?
Awesome.
Believe in yourself and what you guys have been dreaming of, okay?
Okay.
And you're, you know, you're on the right path, so please don't worry.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to, she's saying, just because she said, I'm going to invite in another archangel, and I'm calling in Uriel to help you to have, you know, Uriel. And she's saying, and to really increase your confidence as well.
Okay?
She's saying, please, you know, don't expect, you know, like anything bad. Don't expect the negative. You guys haven't been sleeping that well. Okay?
No, we have not. Neither have the dogs.
Yeah, you've got to let go, Teresa. You've got to let go, and you've got to let the good to come in. Okay?
Yes.
So this is, you know, this is your time. Like I said, that beautiful new moon's energy is in, and all the craziness is just being like whooshed away. Okay?
Okay.
And you're going to find yourself. She's saying you're going to find that you're going to have more vitality and energy than you've had in a while. She's saying take advantage of this.
Yes.
And make sure
Wonderful.
That you use this beautiful energy to really make sure that you stay healthy. And she's saying, girlfriend, you need a little bit more sleep, okay?
I know. I agree. Oh, it's
she's
terrible.
Saying, it's fine. And she wants you guys to stay grounded. Okay? So try
okay.
to stay grounded. You know? And
okay.
I'm getting, like, you know, things in different areas are getting better as well. So please don't worry. That's what I have. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. And I thank you guys for calling
you.
In. And you're in our hearts and you're in our prayers, hon.
Thank you so much, DC. And Ginger. Thank you.
Okay, Teresa.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi. So one of the things that I'm getting is that they want you to start looking at things in a different way.
Right.
Right now, when you are looking at what it is that you are wanting or needing or desiring in your life, you are looking at, okay, I've got to do this, this, and this, and I've got to make sure that
yes.
this is done so that this doesn't go wrong, and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And they want you to start looking at it as an invitation.
Ah.
To start thinking, I am inviting the perfect place to live to come to me.
Uh-huh. Ah.
There's no force. There's no pushing.
Uh-huh.
There's no need for you to get up and run around like a chicken with your head cut off.
Okay.
You are simply giving an invitation.
Okay.
And think about how that works for you. You know, which works better if someone calls you up and says, Teresa, I've got 1,001 things to do, and I need you to come and help me do it, and I need you to come right now.
I
or,
see.
Hi, Teresa. I'd like to invite you over.
That's
which
awesome.
One feels better? Yeah.
That second.
So start inviting what you desire to come into your life.
Okay.
Then there's no pressure. There's no pushing. There's no worry.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt. There's no fear. Because if they show up, they show up. If they don't, they don't. That doesn't determine how you feel.
Right.
So it allows you to be happy and at peace no matter what.
Right.
And that's actually how you move the energy so that you are actually getting what you have asked for, what you have invited.
Okay.
Because as
that's
long as you
idea.
Have all of that desperation and crap going on, you're actually pushing it away.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm.
So we're going to do some dear innate statements to clear out some of the crappy stuff that's there and to
okay.
open you up to actually inviting your desires.
All right.
Okay, so repeat after me. Dear innate, I release the desperation.
Dear innate, I release the desperation.
Dear innate, I release the need to come from desperation.
Dear innate, I release the need to come from desperation.
Dear innate, I release the need to worry.
Dear innate, I release the need to worry.
Dear innate, I release the need for all the anxiety.
Dear innate, I release the need for all the anxiety.
Dear innate, I disconnect from all the doom and gloom.
Dear innate, I disconnect from all the doom and gloom.
Dear innate, I live my life in peace.
Dear innate, I live my life in peace.
Dear innate, situations and circumstances do not disturb my peace.
Dear innate, situations and circumstances do not disturb my peace.
Dear innate, I invite my desires into my life.
Dear innate, I invite my desires into my life.
Dear innate, I know that God always provides.
Dear innate, I know that God always provides.
Dear innate, I release the burdens from my own shoulders.
Dear innate, I release the burden from my own shoulders.
Dear innate, I trust that it will all be fine.
Dear innate, I trust that it all will be fine.
Dear innate, I let go of the belief that I have to force things in my life.
Dear innate, I let go of the belief that I have to force things into my life.
Dear innate, I just let go.
Dear innate, I just let go.
Take a nice deep breath.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Awesome.
Wonderful. And now you can receive all of the wonderful things into your life.
Yes, we can. Thank you guys so very much.
You are welcome. Well, enjoy your evening. Do something fun tonight, something that you actually really will enjoy.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, we'll talk
Bye
to you later. Well.
Thank you, DC. Bye.
Bye. And our next caller is from area code 915. Hello, who's this?
It's Angie.
And what can we do for you today?
I was calling because I recently lost my brother in July, and mm-hmm. I want to know, like, if he's okay where he went, or and how he feels,
okay.
Or it's a really, I've had a hard time since his passing, and because he was my closest brother. And he left behind his little girl, and I haven't seen him, and it's just really hard.
All right, let's see what your brother wants to tell you. DC?
Yes. Angie?
Yes?
Okay, your brother, he's coming in, and he's just saying, please let go of what you can't control, hon, okay?
Okay.
And he knows that you have, like, a fear with this situation, but he's telling you that he's fine, okay? And he loves you. And he's just saying, you know, when you think about his daughter, just send her, like, love and prayers, okay? He doesn't want you to be, like, in that constant state of like, sadness that you're in, okay? So he's asking you to just please, you know, just... You know, it doesn't serve you, okay? And I'm seeing a radio. Do you listen to the radio, like in the car or something? Because I feel like when you put on a radio, I feel like he's really near you.
Yes. When I'm listening to certain music, I hear
yeah,
him.
Yeah,
like,
and he's
I
trying to
just...
Yeah, he's trying to give you messages, like, through this music is what he's showing me, hon. Okay? So he's
okay.
Just saying, like, let go of all of this. It doesn't serve you. It's unhealthy. You know, and you've got to, you know, you've got to stay positive, okay? And he asks that Archangel Raphael come in, and Archangel Raphael is with you now to release. Release, you know, all that stuff that is making you sad, that's like that you're holding on to that's not good, and to really to have peace come in to be with you, okay? So he is
okay.
With you. Like I said, and you notice it more so like with the songs, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and he's just asking, he wants you to be happy again. Okay, hon, that's what I'm being shown. Like, he's asking you to please, you know, try to be happy is what I'm getting. You know, try to be happy. because you've just been so sad. And he's saying, you know, he doesn't want you to be sad. And again, he's saying, please, he's saying, when you think of, you know, his beautiful daughter, you know, if it's not something you can control, just send love to her. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm trying to see what he's showing me here. I'm trying to see. Let me see what he's showing me. Okay. And he's just saying that you really need to calm down. Okay, hon? Because you're getting yourself, like, sick, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and are you having, because he's saying, like, physically, like, these emotions are making you physically ill.
I mean, right now my knees have been hurting, and I've kind of felt sick from my stomach.
Yeah, because you're holding on to this, and it's going to cause more and more health issues. And he's just saying, you know, I'm sorry that I had to go, you know. He's apologizing to, like, everyone. He's so sorry. But he's just saying to you that, you know, he doesn't want you to hold this heaviness in your heart anymore, because the emotions are very, like, they're making you sick, okay? So he's saying,
okay,
please forgive me. Please forgive me, okay? He's
okay.
Showing me that he's watching over you guys, and he's still with you. And he's with all of you, okay? So whenever you think of him, he's right there. He is with you. So he's not that far away, okay?
Okay.
And he's saying, you know, as we're connecting right now, he's actually standing right next to you. And for me, when I feel someone from the other side, they're on my right side, and it feels like a little bit colder in the room. So I don't know if you notice any temperature change, but he's with you at this time. So he is in the room with you, and he's saying, I'm here now, but I'm always only, you know, like a thought of way. Think of me, say my name, and I'll be right with you, just as I am now. Okay?
Okay.
So he is with you, and he just wants you to just please take care of you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, what else is he showing me? Okay. I'm just trying to see what he's showing me here. But he keeps saying, please, you know, let go. You've got to let go of all of this. Okay, he's calling in the angels. Like they said, Archangel Raphael is with you to help you. And we have Archangel Gabriel coming in. He's saying, because he wants you to have hope, okay? And he's encouraging you to just do things that bring you joy, okay? And he's saying, please, you know, honor me and live a full and happy life.
Okay.
And he knows, you know, what you're thinking, and he knows how you're feeling, okay? And he's wanting to help you to get over all of this. And he's saying, I know that you miss me, because I'm not in, you know, like, he's not in a physical form that he was in, but he is still with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and he just, I mean, he's even showing me, like, you know, like your body and everything, and he's saying your body is talking to you, and there's, you know, so many physical things going on. You're in a, like, and like not so good emotional state as well, okay?
Okay.
So he's saying, realize, like, how you're feeling and what you're thinking at the time, okay? He's saying, because you're getting yourself, and he doesn't want that. He wants you to be, you know, happy and to really live a full life. And everything is the way it's supposed to be right now. So whatever's out of your control again, honey, he's saying, please let go of it. Okay? He doesn't want you to feel like this. Okay? And he's saying, you're thinking of me, hon. He's saying, because I'm with you. I'm with you. Okay? And he's saying, you feel my energy and your energy field. And that's why you're thinking of me. Okay, so again, he's showing me your mind, and he's picking up all, you know, he's picking up all your thoughts, okay, and he's saying, you know what, I've been here ever since I left my, you know, earthly body. I've been with you the whole time, and guess what, he's saying, I'm always going to be with you. Okay, so he's really not that far away, hon, okay? He's right next to you, and he'll be there, and he's saying, I'm happy, I feel great, I'm at peace. And he wants you to do the same, hon, okay?
Okay.
And he visits you in your dreams as well. I don't know if you're realizing it, because sometimes you're like, your head looks like a little cloudy, but he's with you as well, like while you're, you know, in your dream state, okay? And he's saying, you know what, he showed me, like, as I said, like, I went to heaven to visit my family. You were actually having visitations with him, hon, okay?
Okay.
So he's visiting you as well. And he's asking you to please, you know, just, you know, have a beautiful, happy life and honor yourself. Otherwise, you're just, you know, you feel like you're powerless. And he sees you, like, looking in the mirror. You're just standing there, and you're staring in the mirror, and he's saying, please. He's saying, know that, you know, I am with you, and I honor you, and he wants you to, you know, to do the same. Okay? So, please, Andy, just, you know, don't be so hard on yourself.
Okay.
And he knows that you feel let down by so many different people. And he's saying, I'm with you, and I'm close to you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay? And he's just, you know, he's bringing in others, you know, from your family on the other side. They're with you as well, and they just all watch over you, hon. You have a beautiful divine team that are filled with family members, is what he's showing me. He's bringing in someone. I'm seeing, like, a kitchen, a woman that liked to cook. He's bringing her in as well. And she was a really good cook, is what he's showing me.
Uh-huh.
She may have cooked and baked, but I feel like she was really, really amazing in the kitchen, is what she showed. And he's saying that you see us. He's saying you see us. You see us out of the corner of your eye. So are you aware that you're, you know, like, have you been catching, like, little shadows here or there? Because your family are, like, they're there with you.
Right. I've seen, like, I think I see things when I'm cleaning and stuff, like moving around stuff. I'll see things, and then I just brush it off, like,
Yeah, well, it's them, and they're visiting you, and they're, you know, they're around, they're watching you, you know, and they're just sending you love, hon. So, and your brother's saying that you are so wise. And he said, you know that we're with you, you know that we're helping you. So please believe, okay?
Okay.
So he's with you, and you know that, and he's not going anywhere, okay? But he's concerned about your health, and he's saying you've got to make some changes, okay?
Okay.
You can't be in that state anymore. It's not good for you. That's what I have, hon, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. God bless you, honey.
Thank you.
Okay, Angie. Okay, there's some things that, okay, first of all, while I'm talking to you, Mother Mary is holding you in her arms, and she is soothing you and bringing you calmness and peace. So if you feel energies moving in you, that's part of what she's doing. Okay, so while she's doing that, your brother is saying he wants you to understand that when someone dies, it's not an ending. We simply move to a different plane of existence. And it's a place where they can hear us, they can see us, they can come and be with us. But we may not always be able to see and feel and hear them. But he has never left you, and he never will. And now that he's no longer in a physical body, he can be more than one place at a time. So he's showing me an image of him watching over his daughter. He's showing me an image of him with you, watching over you. And he's also showing me that he's several other places at the same time. But that's no big deal because he doesn't have a physical body, so he's not restricted. So he is always with you. And so he says, talk to him if you want to talk to him. Ask him questions, and he'll do his best to make sure you understand his answers. So if you suddenly read something and you think, that sounds kind of like an answer to my question, that's probably what it is. He's pointing something out to you so that you can get the answers that you're looking for. He doesn't want you to cry over him. He doesn't want you to mourn him because death is not real. The only thing that changes is we no longer are in a physical body, but we are still connected. We are still loved. We are still listening. We are still hearing. We are still in your life. I didn't leave you, and I never will. It's okay. It's okay for you to move forward with your life. It's okay for you to do what's important for you. And it's okay for you to take care of yourself. And I know that when the time is right, you will leave your body and come and join me, and that's fine. Because we've done this many times before. So don't worry about me. I am totally at peace. I'm very happy with where I am. And I want you to be happy with where you are. Because your happiness is not dependent upon me being there. Your happiness is a choice. And I want you to choose to be happy. Because I love you. And frankly, you deserve the very best. After all, you're my sister. So that's what he wanted to say to you.
Thank you.
And Mother Mary is lifting some of the grief from your heart. Because you don't need it. You don't need to be sad about it at all. I know it's a change. I know it's different. But it's not bad. It's not wrong. And he really is there with you. In fact, you've got a lot of ancestors who are there with you. So you really are loved. You truly are. Okay?
Okay.
And he wants you to think of something fun to do. And then he wants you to do it. He wants you to laugh and actually enjoy yourself. He says, it's been a long time. It's time for you to laugh. So think of something you really enjoy and get dizzy so you can start laughing. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You are welcome, sweetheart. And Mother Mary is going to stay with you for a while and lighten your energy some more so that you can actually be happy with your own life. All right?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our next caller is from area code 775. Hi, who's this?
Hi, thank you. My name is Wendy, and I wonder what you see for me for employment. I was on a medical leave, and Human Resources ordered me back, and I was supposed to get training, but my boss said at the last minute that he would not be able to put me in the 8-week training class, but I would be getting one-on-one training, and that's not happening. So I've started to apply at other jobs, and you see me keeping my job for at least a year. What's going to happen?
Okay, let's see what we get. DC?
Yes, hi, hon. This is DC.
Hi.
Okay, the first thing I'm getting is you've got to watch your emotions, okay? You sort of got to emotionally detach yourself from the outcome.
Uh-huh.
That's the first thing that the angels are saying, you know, to me. Okay. And I'm getting things are going to get better. Okay.
Good.
And they could get better than you've ever dreamed. Okay. And I was hearing as you were, you know, right before you started to connect, I was hearing the song High Hopes. You know, just what makes that little old ant think he can move that rubber tree plant. And, you know, because he's got high hopes. And you've got to have high hopes, okay?
I see, you know, like, you're going to be fine. And you've got to stay grounded as well. Okay, so you know, don't worry, you've got to stay grounded. You know, things are changing, and they're changing for your betterment, is what I'm getting.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And
all right.
I'm getting, you know, everything is turning out, you know, for your good, okay? I'm just seeing doors of prosperity are opening as well for you. Okay, so you've got to believe in yourself. You've got to have hope, and you've got to have faith, and you've got to have a little bit of patience is what I'm getting. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And not worry so much. You've got to know that things are, you know, they're improving for you. I'm getting, you know, new beginnings are around you. There's going to be some joy. And you've got to trust, you know, where the universe is leading you. And this is your time to really embrace this beautiful time of your life, these new beginnings. You're going to be filled with joy. I'm getting miracles. Embrace all the possibilities. So a lot of good is coming your way, but you've got a little bit of work to do to let go of, like, the fear, to see things from a different perspective, okay? And to stay grounded and to use logical thinking. Okay? So you've got to believe in what you're wanting, okay?
I do, and that makes sense.
Oh.
I'm going to talk to my boss. I hope it's a good idea, maybe next Tuesday or so, and I will not be complaining, and I'll be very pleasant and professional, and I'll just be give him examples of how I'm not getting any support, and I will ask him again in a very diplomatic way, if I can please go into the next training class so I can be more productive in the workplace and support him. I'll turn it into a win-win situation. I'll watch my tone of voice, and I'll be very positive, and I will even tell him that I'm very thankful for my employment, for this opportunity, and I will also state that I want to be there for many, many years. But honestly, I've applied at other companies, and if I'm offered another job, I may decide to leave. But I want to be intelligent and careful in my approach. Do you see me keeping my employment for at least a solid year?
If you want to be there for a solid year, because I'm actually getting there might be something, you know, that comes your way that might be a little bit better.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting, you know, like, you don't have to work long and stressful hours. You don't have to work in a stressful environment. Okay, so it's up to you. Do you want to stay in that environment? You know, if there's something better that comes along, are you willing to move ahead, you know?
It pays my rent and food, so...
Correct.
And the stress is not good for my health. So
it is. So that's.
And how quickly will I be getting a job offer that I'd be interested in?
Well, you've got a couple things that you have to work on first, huh? Like I said, you've got to stay grounded. You've got to get rid of the fear. You've got to believe in yourself that you deserve something better. Okay? And I'm getting something, you know. We're going to, like, do a little work on you, and I'm getting something new and exciting is just around the corner. But you've got to envision it just the way that you want it to be. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Imagine a job you're working at and that you actually wake up in the morning and you'd love to go to work.
Well, I
and
think...
And you're making nice money, too.
Well,
you're
I
making,
had...
like, will provide more than just paying your bills.
Well, I was treated very... emotionally abusively by a group of ladies. They didn't know I was near them, and I heard every word, and I handled it well. I stood up, and I just looked at them, and I said, "Good morning, ladies," and that's all I said to them. And they all turned to me like, "Oh, my God." And also, the people around me don't act very friendly, and it's a medical insurance call center. And the team lead is ignoring me. And so something that would help me would be if I could be transferred to Peggy's team, for example. That would boost my spirits. I think it'd be a better fit. I am 67. You know, the team lead and Peggy are, I just feel like it'd be a more comfortable work environment.
Right. And I'm getting, you know, things are changing for you, and you may have to make like a quick decision, and you have the ability to do so. Okay. But as we're connecting, on your emotions, like they're, I see like a switch, and your emotions presently are like on high. You know, you've got all these emotions built up into you, okay? And you've got to really be able to accept change that comes your way.
Okay.
Okay?
And something happened. I don't know if you're familiar, but there's something called seborrheic keratosis, and it's been right in the middle of my scalp at the hairline for at least a year, and then suddenly I lost hair kind of like a little bit less than the size of a dime right at the front of my scalp.
Okay, you're holding on to all these emotions. There's a lot of negativity that's within you, okay? Mm-hmm. You've got to honor yourself, and you've got to honor, you know, your beautiful body and your health, and you will see things improve, okay? You've got to try to. You've got to have like a positive attitude,
exactly.
And get over like whatever happened in the workplace. Don't. You're talking about it. It's still there. This is a time to really to let go of these issues, because if you hold on any longer, you're going to have more pain. You're going to have serious illness. Okay, and you just you forgive the people, and
I do.
It doesn't mean what they did was. It's just saying, you know what, I'm not holding on to this because this is going to benefit me and this is going to benefit my health.
Right.
Okay. But, you know, being that you have like that little area and stuff, you're holding on to everything, okay? And I'm getting that your health may suffer even more. You need a little bit more balance in your life. And you've got to realize you are just as important as anyone else, okay?
Yeah. Yes, I do. And
okay.
I'm going to contact some scalp specialists. I've had it looked at by a dermatologist. She said it's benign. She says it's nothing to worry about, but it's so unsightly. I'm going to contact some scalp specialists near me, and maybe they can figure out some way to help me, a resolution so that the appearance is lessened. You know, it looks better.
Okay, and you've got to believe in your body's ability to heal, okay? You've got to tell your body, I love you, even though you're not, you know, operating at 100%, I love you, okay?
Right, I
do. So your body is, you know, is a wonderful healer as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to, you know, like, let go of all of these things that you're holding on to because they are, you know, they're not supporting your health, okay?
Exactly.
Got to pay attention to everything that's going on. You've got to get enough rest. You've got to eat, like, you know, healthy foods. And you've got to move beyond where you are presently. You've got to let go of the situation.
Yes.
Okay, we have Archangel Raphael coming in, too. He's our healing angel. He's here as well to help you with all that you're going through. But we've got to trust our, you know, our body. Our bodies are very wise. And there's a higher power here that's helping you as well. Okay. And you've got to, like, let out all the stuff that you're holding on to, hon. Because I'm getting, like, that's really, really toxic, okay?
Yes.
So there is help available.
It's
a toxic environment. And, you know, even going to another team may not be the answer, okay? And just watch what you're ingesting, you know, whatever you're taking. Now, you're saying it's, like, a little area that you're losing hair, like, in one little specific area?
Yes, right in the middle of my forehead, just at the hairline. It's smaller than a dime, but it's very unsightly, and it's noticeable. So I'm going to talk to some scalp specialists that are near me where I live in my city, and because I'm sure they've seen this before. And I pretty much lost the hair in that one area, so they might as well freeze it off with that liquid nitrogen at this point, maybe dab it on with a Q-tip. But I'm hoping that maybe they can do something like maybe stitch the area together so it's not so unsightly, or maybe even do like a transplant from another part of my hair to the front. I don't know, whatever they can do.
You know what, I'm also getting, I don't know if you've tried castor oil. It only costs like a couple dollars. You can get it in different like supermarkets. They have it in, you know, different, you know, shopping centers and everything. And it actually promotes healing, and it does promote hair growth. It contains omega, and it will, you know, it will help with any kind of like skin condition, as well as helping, you know, with hair growth. So, you know, keep your appointment, but try that too as well. You know, you could try a little bit of castor oil. It might help the adverse reaction that you're having on your skin and your scalp, okay?
I will try it. And also, I was shocked by something my eye doctor told me. He said that I have, he said it's fairly common, especially people my age, that there's little mites inside, like, my eyelids, and that part of the tear ducts have died, and he wants to do a cleansing, but it's going to require cleansing maybe twice a year or at least once a year, and I hope to be healed for that as well.
Okay, well, I'm going to say a prayer for you. I'm going to, you know, Archangel Raphael is coming in. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara and to Jesus for some healing, okay, and some of our other angels.
Very beautiful. I accept your prayers.
Light and love, hon. Barbara?
Light and love.
Okay. So the first thing I'm getting is a question for you, and the question is, what is it that you really enjoy doing?
I enjoy comforting people. I enjoy art. I enjoy being around people that are respectful. I'm a humanitarian. I enjoy watching the Hallmark Channel on TV.
Okay. And so what would your ideal job look like? What would you be doing?
Well, you know what? When you asked me that question, what flashed in my mind, Barbara, bless you, mm-hmm. I have wanted to go to work for Kaiser Permanente. They call it the appointment desk, but people call and they look at your bring up your plan, and they say, oh, I want to see my primary care doctor or whoever, and they make an appointment. And it's on the phone. It's a call center, and it's a great company. A recruiter finally called me a couple years ago, but then I had a medical emergency. So I will refresh my application with them. And that's, if you ask me which place would I choose, I would say that one.
And that job would fulfill your soul?
Yes. Because I calm people down just by my nature. I get a rapport with them, and they feel comforted by me. I know what to say, and I don't give them false hope, but I comfort them, and they feel so much better. And I've had people cry tears of relief when talking to me. I've been on the phone for over 20 years in the medical insurance field.
Okay, and what do you do to satisfy the artistic part of you?
To satisfy any... Oh, artistic? I love to draw and paint.
So is that something you do regularly?
No, I stopped doing it a long time ago, and I used to do portraits that people thought were photographs of famous people. And I know that would be healing to me.
It would be extremely healing for you to reconnect with your artistic side and also
yes.
to do everything that you need to do so that you can start doing work that satisfies your soul. That's one of the reasons
yeah.
why you've been unhealthy, because you are not respecting your own heart. You are not doing what is right for you. There's a
yeah.
part of you that feels like you were kind of stuck in your job and, you know, and this is where I have to work until I can finally afford to not work. And so I've got to do everything I can to make sure that I keep the job so I can afford my rent and I can afford to buy food. And you've just, it's like you've dug this huge hole, but you don't really like living in it.
I've been through a lot of grief. My beloved brother David took his life. I think it was March the 2nd. It'll be 3 years this year. And it broke my heart. And I loved him before he was born, and I will love him forever. And I know that there'll be a reunion when my time comes. I'm 67, so... I'm not afraid of going, but I want to be comfortable and lead a stress-free life until my time comes. And my beloved parents are in heaven, too.
David wants you to know that he's okay. And he really
Thank
didn't
God.
Mean to upset you so much. But he's fine, and he's there with you. And he's like, sis, you have got to start taking care of yourself. You can't live and just wait for everything to be over and hope that one day it's all going to work out fine. Do what you need to do to start creating your life the way you really desire for it to be. And please do your painting. That is such a wonderful
okay.
thing that you do, and it's such an avenue for you to come alive.
Yes.
Yeah, you really need to start living your life. You are on hold now, and you need to stop that. You really need
I
to
agree.
Stop that.
You're right. You're very wise, Barbara.
Okay, so are you going to get the things that you need to start painting now?
I have them, and yes, I shall.
And you will pull them out of storage, wherever you've been storing them, and start tonight.
Yes. And you and DC are beautiful souls, beautiful old souls.
And you are also, and your brother says that you can make your first work of art a painting of him.
Okay.
He'd
I would
really
love
like
to.
That. Yeah, and he's going
to
be standing, it feels like he's right behind your right shoulder watching you paint, so.
It would be an honor.
Wonderful. And he wants to see you smile. He says, it's been a long time. You need to smile.
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
Yes, it has.
And your parents are sending their love. They're waving hello, sending you kisses. So they're all there for you. But you
well,
need to make sure you are living your life.
The greatest gift I've ever been given is my beloved parents' love and my brother's love. So I am an unusually kind and good person, to the extent that I've encountered people who disbelieve it. But that's fine. I've been a lesson to people, and I'm weary of that. I want to start enjoying my life and have some peace.
Yes, and you should. So start being extremely kind and giving to yourself.
Yes, I agree.
And let you be the number one priority in your life.
Thank you.
And I can see that your life is going to get so much better when you're doing this.
Yes. Well, both you and DC are a blessing to me, and may God bless you both. And thank you for your words of wisdom, both of you. And I accept
okay.
your prayers.
If you need us again, you know, you can call us.
Thank you. Very, very nice of you. I appreciate it.
And you do have a wonderful team of angels who are going to be working with you to help you really value you.
Beautiful.
Okay. You listen to those angels because they know what they're talking about.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, you've got painting to get busy on, so get busy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Okay, DC. We've taken care of all of our callers. Yay!
Oh, beautiful, Barbara. That is so awesome. What a blessing.
Yes, it is.
And we've got to remind everyone, you know what? Choose to be happy. It is a choice.
Yes. And you all deserve,
and you know what, we do
happy.
Come with a manual, but people don't realize that. And our manual to help guide us through life is called our intuition, Barbara. And people just seem to, you know, bypass that manual. You know, it's like buying like a children's bicycle or something, and they throw the directions away. They're just going to do it, you know, and they may, you know, have a couple parts left over. So it's sort of like not recommended that you don't use the manual. You know, it's there for a reason.
That's true. That is so true.
Yeah. And I don't believe it, but life is supposed to be easy.
Yeah.
You know, why do so many people think to be so hard? I don't get it.
Well, you know, we get taught that it gets passed down generation after generation. You have to struggle. You have to suffer. You have to sacrifice. You have to prove that you're good enough before your life can get better. All of those are lies, by the way. But, hey, that's what we get told.
Yeah, and Ginger's saying, you know what, guys? You've got the power.
Yes.
You've got the power to be successful, and you've got the power to fail. You've got the power to keep going, and you've got the power to give up. You've got the power, and it's all up to you on how you use that power.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, Ginger is very wise. She learned so much from you, Barbara. she was really listening. I didn't know it at the time, but she was really listening. So I think it's awesome.
Well, I'm so glad.
Yes.
I think it's awesome, too.
Yes. Awesome. Well, I thank you for taking the time and, you know, connecting. And it just feels so beautiful to, you know, start off the new year in this way, helping others. And I'm honored to be here with you, Barbara. Thank you.
And I'm honored to be here with you. Okay, everyone.
Thank you. We will
be back next Sunday at the same time. And we invite you to come and join us and ask your questions and get your answers. And I'm supposed to say one more time, if you've called in and you have a question, don't forget you need to press the number 1 right now in order for us to talk to you. Otherwise, we are going to end the show and you will just have to hold your question for a whole week.
Oh, my goodness.
They want
me to say
that.
It's such an amazing opportunity. Don't be afraid to press that number.
All right. Well, no one is pressing, so I'm assuming everyone is okay. And that's it for today, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. We love you, and we will talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.